Hello there, it's Clint Salter from Studio Success Formula, the business school for dance studio owners, and welcome to today's lesson where I'm talking to you all about communication. So first up, let's get through the sticky subject of effective communication. As a studio owner, we are continually communicating with our students and parents, and the ways in which communication comes in and goes out varies. There's email, phone calls, text messages, Facebook private profile messages, Facebook page messages, Facebook group messages, written letters, newsletters, and it doesn't stop there. I'm sure a lot of the times it feels like you can't escape and never have the chance to turn off. Nothing ever goes away, which means you always feel like you need to be connected 24 hours, 7 days a week. But the truth is, you don't. Now, if you feel like this, my thoughts are that you allow this to happen. You might not have any boundaries or expectations, which means people are always wanting a reply urgently. Does this sound familiar? The one thing to remember is that when someone is contacting you, they are pushing their own agenda. And what I've seen over and over again with my private clients is that they're continually taking calls and emails throughout the day, which means they're not really working productively. The constant interruptions means that they're getting no high priority tasks done. The big takeaway I want you to take from this is that you don't need to answer every email and phone call that very second. In fact, it's detrimental to your business if you do. Although this lesson is not about productivity, we are talking about effective communication, and effective communication is all about being efficient and productive. So first we need to look at and discuss how people learn and receive information. There are 7 core ways that people learn. Visual, which is spatial. So they prefer using pictures, images. They've got a more of a spatial understanding. Oral, they obviously prefer sound and music. Verbal, they prefer using words both in speech and writing. Solitary, they prefer to work alone. Social, they prefer to learn in groups or with other people. Logical, they prefer using logic, reasoning, and systems. And physical, they prefer using their body, hands, and a sense of touch. So you can certainly understand why sometimes you'll send an email and a parent will call you to explain exactly what you've written in an email, or you'll be speaking with a parent at the office and they'll ask you to write what you said to them in an email. Knowing the learning styles gives you permission to know that it's not that you've been ineffective in your communication or you've given the wrong message. It's just maybe that the way you delivered it wasn't in the way that that person prefers to receive information. So from these 7 ways us humans learn, we can condense them into 3 core ways we learn: auditory, visually, and kinesthetically. The listeners, the seers, and the feelers. It's a really fascinating topic. Not only is this great for communicating with your parents and students outside of the classroom, it's also great for inside the classroom. You know a great teacher when they can demonstrate a step through showing, explaining the words, and then explaining how it should feel. I mean, that's really amazing. But back to effective communication. Once you're aware of these 3 learning styles, you can really take it up a notch when communicating with your dance families. This is going to eliminate the multiple emails and phone calls answering the same questions over and over again. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. So, what are the ways in which you can communicate with these different learning types effectively? Well, let's go through a few options. Firstly, there's auditory. These people love hearing things. Live announcements in or after class, voicemail messages, voice recordings, phone conversations, audio messages on Facebook, anything to do with sound. Some private clients I work with now record their newsletters, upload it for free to SoundCloud, and then the response has been really, really amazing. They also use SoundCloud to make announcements and post them to their private studio Facebook groups. The auditory learners love this, and it really doesn't take too much additional time to do it. A lot less time than answering the same questions over and over again. But our visual learners, so these people love pictures, maps, images, diagrams, video, signs, and models. They love reading, visualizing, and watching things. They will read the sign in the window of your office, look at the pictures on the newsletter, and read your emails. They like pretty things, so within your text include images. Using models to explain things is another really effective way to communicate to them. And they also love watching live demonstrations to learn. Then you've got the kinesthetic people. These people love to touch and feel. They want something tangible. They love receiving your welcome pack with the pieces of paper. They'll also want a printed version of your newsletter and any other notes that you send out. They'll also want to feel the material of the costumes. So now you understand the three different ways people prefer to receive information. Most of us are a mix of all of them, but prefer one way of learning over another. One way of also receiving the information. So now before you freak out and think, I've just created a whole lot more work for you, and the only way to stop all the questions is to start producing various forms of communications, take a deep breath, because I'm certainly not about creating more work for you. I'm about you working smarter, more efficient, and effectively, not harder. Have you been to a musical theatre show lately? I'm sure you have. Think back to the days when you had to call up the ticketing company and your paper tickets were sent to you in the mail or collected from the box office. Now you can purchase tickets on an app, on your smartphone, and have the barcode scanned at the theatre from your phone. That has been a huge learning curve for many people, you know, that generally are buying, you know, tickets from the companies. But the ticketing companies just said to us consumers, this is how it works now, so you need to get used to it. In nicer words, obviously, but I just want you to understand what I'm saying. So now, I'm not saying you take this direct and tough approach, but you can certainly learn from it. While you need to ensure you're hitting all the different learning styles with the important messages, you need your studio families to know things like newsletters are sent to email addresses or kept on the members-only area of your website. The first thing you need to do is a communications audit. It's like the show Hoarders. Before you know, you have a whole lot of stuff and you end up not being able to move. I want you to go through all the ways you currently communicate to your students and parents, from general announcements, concerts, recital announcements, registration information, Stedford and festival announcements, fundraising information, timetable changes, costume information, rehearsal details, and the list goes on. This process should take you probably about an hour. You then want to go through all the communication you send out and see where you can cut down on paper. Generally, most studios can reduce printing costs by simply becoming effective at email. The thing with email communication is that you always need to ensure that the parents' details are up to date and the email address you have is the one they check. I recently worked with a studio who was super paper heavy, like notes every second week, and it was costing them a fortune, not to mention the notes rarely got to the parents. We went paperless with that studio. For a 3-week period, we sent out communication via email, posts and posts on the Facebook group, and through signs throughout the studio to say, you know, we're going paperless, please update your email addresses at the office. You know, it worked really well. They were slightly scared, but I knew this would save them heaps of time and money and would be way more effective. A month in and it's going really great. They're using email and their private Facebook group to make announcements. They've noticed that having only 2 places to view information has reduced email and phone calls, as they all know where to look and check regularly. You'll be able to set up a really effective email list in your dance business management system or your email system like Entreport, SendPepper, or MailChimp, as I mentioned previously. So now it's time to make some decisions around how you'll start to effectively communicate in your studio moving forward. At the end of the day, your students and parents will adapt to what you decide. Don't be afraid, you know, to get more efficient and effective. Sure, you'll receive a few parents that will say, well, I want a paper newsletter, or I want a physical booklet with costume details. Tell them that you're saving the environment and the trees, and that email is the way you'll be giving them up-to-date information. I really look forward to hearing how you've cleaned up your communication strategy. Please comment in our VIP forum and tell us how you've implemented an effective communication strategy after you've done your audit. Thank you so much for joining me on this lesson all about effective communication, which is a big passion of mine. I really look forward to seeing you next time. Take care and bye for now.